There are a lot of existing coal-fired power stations in the world. This is potentially a really good bolt-on technology to capture CO2 from those plants. Others can apply this technology to new plants to achieve the same thing and possibly even more effectively achieve the same thing.
The world's power stations are watching on as this small plant prepares to generate electricity, emitting almost no carbon. The Callide A power station is currently undergoing a $120 million renovation. The project director is Dr. Chris Sapero. He says the technology focuses on the coal burning process.
Normally you burn coal in air. By modifying the combustion process, we can concentrate the CO2 in the waste gases of the boiler and then make it easier to capture that carbon dioxide instead of letting it go up into the atmosphere.
You're planning on capturing it, then what? Where to from there?
The CO2 is stored deep underground in a process called geosequestration. So the way that that's done is you have to select and characterise, if I can use that word, the right kind of geological formation. So it's normally a porous sandstone, a kilometre underground with the appropriate geology, and these are the target sites to store the CO2.
The carbon is captured at the site, then turned into a liquefied state. From there, it's trucked to a site. At this stage, it appears to be around the Emerald area, where it will be pumped deep underground. But with this added process comes added costs. Dr. Chris Sapero again.
The specific cost of this technology will be determined from the demonstration phase, but we expect an increase in overall cost from between 50 to 100%. So it is a large cost impost, but the net benefit of it is near zero emissions into the atmosphere. It's certainly comparable with alternative technologies, and in fact we believe it's quite a bit cheaper than alternative technologies for achieving the same result.
Is this going to mean that domestic users will be faced with increased power charges?
I don't think it necessarily translates into overall cost increases to domestic consumers, because it's the effect is on the wholesale price, which is in the first part of that value chain.
Your costs are going to double, you mentioned that earlier, yet the return on that asset you're not going to get back, you're not going to get double the price for the electricity. What's the incentive? Why would any company want to use this?
I think that this sort of process needs to be supported by a market mechanism. But in terms of the cost, I just reiterate, we don't know exactly what the cost increase would be, but it certainly would be between the order of 50 to 100%. But you have to weigh it up is what is the cost of doing nothing? What is the cost of business as usual? And I think that there is a prevailing view that those costs could be significantly higher than the costs of actually implementing these technologies. It's a positive return on the community.
Once operational, the plant will be trialled for 6 to 9 months. At the end of this period, it will be taken down and attempts will be made to sell the technology to overseas plants.